Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your weekly wellness for both Imperial and Mexicali Valley. We are glad that you are joining us today and every week. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hey, thanks for joining us for another show. We've got a full show, and we've got a room full of guests here, so let's just jump right in. How's
okay,
that work?
Let's do it.
All right, we are joined today by the Imperial County Veterans Service Office, ICVSO. We got Roberto Avila, he's our Veterans Service Officer, and we're also joined by Manuel Sanchez, he's our Veterans Outreach Representative. Gentlemen, welcome aboard today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Roberto, Manuel.
Thank you very much.
And let me say thank you very much to both veterans, and thank you very much for your service to this country. It is incredible that you guys, you know, went into the service and provided. You know, we enjoy these liberties that we have, and we're very fortunate. Of course, we don't have, not everything is perfect, but man, we are so grateful to live in this country. So.
Yes, we are.
That's right.
And, I mean, my dad's also a veteran, Korean War veteran, so it's amazing. It's just, so I'm very proud of you. I'm very grateful.
Mm-hmm. Really is. And, you know, the whole kind of mental health angle is that these people who have sacrificed so much for our country, entering into it, not really realizing how much it was going to end up costing them in terms of the, of their development, in terms of their readjusting to life back in the States, all the little issues that kind of pop up. Having the supportive services available and having gentlemen like you who are able to kind of help guide people through that process is really important to us, and it's important to us as mental health people.
Yeah.
Because certainly this is a group of people who deserve the care and need the care.
They did frequently. The sacrifice.
Yeah, absolutely.
They put their lives at danger. I mean, they sacrificed their lives for our freedom. And we are here today because of them, because of you. So thank you.
So how long has the Imperial County Veterans Service Office been around? Is that something that's always been here? And
yes, the Imperial County Veterans Service Office and is one of the county veterans service offices throughout the state. Actually, the nation. Every county, by law, has to have a county veteran service office, and it's funded in part by the Department of Veterans Affairs. California Department of Veterans Affairs, but almost 80% of the funding comes from the county itself. The purpose of the office, the way my understanding is, when the Vietnam vets came back and other veterans came back from war, they weren't treated all that great. They were, you know, spat upon. They were demeaned. They were looked upon as not very well.
As opposed to World War II veterans.
Exactly.
Correct?
Where, you know, it was the Great War, and mm-hmm. everybody came back, and everybody got a bunch of ticker tape. And my brother's a Vietnam vet, so I know that firsthand. Manuel here to my right is a Vietnam vet. So regardless, so what happened was that the veterans would come back but didn't know what to do. So with the forms and get services and whatnot. So these offices were developed so that they can be, we can assist the veterans in their quest to receive their well-earned benefits. We're not VA. That's a big misconception. They go, well, I'm going down to the VA office on 4th Street. Well, we're not the VA. We're at Imperial County Veterans Service Office. The reason for that is because we don't answer to the VA. We're accredited. We're trained. We do continuing education to be trained in how to do claims properly, the forms, the policies. It's all the legalities assigned to it. But the important part for all veterans to remember is that we're not the VA. We're on your side. You know, we're here to help the veteran navigate the VA system. So that's very important to understand that. And because a lot of veterans don't want to come in because they think we're part of the VA system, mm-hmm. and they have their views and they're not very happy with the VA system. So just understand that we're here to help you and understand how to access your benefits. We also have a program which we started back in around March, and that's for behavioral health outreach under Prop 63. We wrote a grant for that, which is where Manoa comes in as an outreach representative. And on that, we are tasked with identifying veterans who may be having behavioral issues and who might be seeking help or may not know they are having these symptoms. So we're being tasked with to reach out and identify and provide services. We've partnered with the Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, the Vet Center from Yuma, the Vet Centers from San Diego, the local clinic, and we're right now working on reaching out to Clínica de Salud so we can have a presence up in the north area and down south.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.